there's a ton of noise out there. So how do you get decision makers to pay attention to your brand? Start a podcast and invite your ideal clients to be guests on your show. Learn more at sweetfishmedia.com.
You're listening to the B2B Growth Show, a podcast dedicated to helping B2B executives achieve explosive growth. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. I'm James Carberry.
And I'm Jonathan Green.
Let's get into the show.
Welcome back to the B2B Growth Show. Today we are joined by Amy Franco. Amy is a keynote speaker. She's also the founder and president of Impact Instruction Group. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I had to actually reschedule on Amy the other week when we lost power due to Irma. So Amy has been incredible. She's been flexible with her schedule. So we really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule today to join us on the show. We are going to be talking about how to use social capital to elevate your business relationships, which I think is a very intriguing topic. I'm excited to dive into it. But Amy, before we get into today's topic, maybe you can tell our listeners a little about what you're up to these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started Impact Instruction Group 10 years ago, and it's hard to believe that that much time has gone by. And where I spend most of my time these days, I grew up in sales, took a pivot into training and development when I started the company, and where I spend most of my time these days in a couple of key areas. One is in the sales enablement and sales performance space. So working with organizations that want to take a look at sales strategy, they want to take a look at sales enablement, and they want to improve those areas of their organization, and also the skill component that goes along with that. And then the second area where I tend to spend a lot of my time is in leader development. So working with those same organizations that want to upskill either sales leaders or other leaders in their organization, spend time with them on developing those skills. And then lastly, the one other big project that is taking up a lot of my energy and passion is my first book is coming out early next year, early 2018. And its working title is The Modern Seller. And I am digging into some of those big skill sets that we really need to build as modern sellers and also modern marketers in order to thrive in this new economy with our new buyers and decision makers. So those are a few of the places I'm spending most of my time these days.
Well, it sounds like you are staying incredibly busy, and we'll be looking forward to seeing that book when it comes out. So Amy, and you had mentioned sort of leaders across the board. So I think today's episode, sales leaders are going to get some value out of today's talk, but I think marketing leaders as well are certainly going to get value out of today's talk. They're going to also be able to find out about this idea using social capital to elevate your business relationships. So Amy, why don't we start off at the beginning? Let's define social capital.
Yeah, so that's a big fancy term that you can unpack a lot of things with. But a couple of the concepts that I think are so important with social capital, first, what I call the three R's. And these are the things that we take with us no matter where we go in our business or in our life. And those are our results, our reputation, and our relationships. And those things are so intertwined and they tie into one another. And the more that we focus on those things and relationships will be what we're spending our time talking about today. Those are the linchpins of our success and our satisfaction in business and in life. So the three R's are one concept of social capital. A social capital is really an investment. It's a long-term investment in the relationships, the most important strategic relationships that we want to build. Are we adding value to those relationships? Are we creating the right relationships? And also, are we leveraging them in the service of the greater good? Are we doing those three things in order to kind of elevate the overall status of our relationships and helping, whether that's helping, helping somebody move forward or developing our own career. So it's really a long-term investment. And the organizations that really get the value of social capital, they are higher performing, they have more engagement, and they actually have better results to the bottom line. Social capital isn't something that you're going to see on a P&L, but it is one of the most important things that an organization can build. And to tie that back to sales and to marketing, as individual sellers or marketers, social capital also creates higher performance. It also creates more engagement in selling and in marketing, not only within our teams, but more importantly, with our buyers and our decision makers. Mm-hmm. So that's a couple of things about social capital there.
Perfect. So Amy, can we dig in a little bit more then on this idea of what engagement looks like when you are using social capital? Do you have some real world examples that we can talk about on the show?
So when I'm working with organizations and looking at, or individuals and looking at how they leverage social capital, we're talking about things like our mindset. We're talking about our goals. What does our network ecosystem look like? And then what are the habits that we are putting into play each and every day? And so when I look at some real world examples of where I see successful marketers and also successful sellers build social capital and in working together, they are doing things like they're getting into the field to build relationships together. Marketers are getting to know true prospects and decision makers and buyers to understand what motivates them and what's important to them. Because one element of building social capital is understanding what's important to the other person. What do they value? So the more that we are able to, even in this age of technology, leveraging technology where we need to, but the opportunity to be face-to-face or at least to spend time with people, to spend time with our prospects and our customers. So getting into the field and building those relationships. Also, as a marketer, truly getting to know the business that you're in. Part of being able to provide value and elevate your social capital within your organization is spending time internally building relationships and getting to know the business that you're in. Because the more that we know the business that we're in and the more that we get to know the people that are within our organizations, the more opportunities start to present themselves where we can continue to add value, continue to build those relationships, and hopefully that translates into achieving a larger goal that we have. So those are a couple of real world examples that I've seen people successfully use in order to build social capital.
Great. So you're building social capital, you're engaging, you're creating relationships. But I know we were also going to try and talk a little about actually leveraging those relationships. What does that look like?
Leveraging relationships is probably one of the toughest things that people, it's one of the toughest things for people. And when I ask people what holds them back from building those relationships or leveraging them, typically it's we feel like maybe we're taking advantage of somebody or we're just not used to doing it and we feel like maybe we're going to be rejected. We don't have time to build relationships. When I ask that question, those are probably three of the biggest objections that I hear the most often. But the leveraging part of relationships is one of the most important part of being able to build and do something with the social capital that you're building. So we have to create the relationships. We have to continue to add value to them. But we also have to be willing to ask for what it is that we need in order to reach a goal. And typically what I advise people on is think about a goal that you want to accomplish. And in your world as a marketer, what's a goal that you're looking to accomplish within your organization? So starting there and then looking at the relationships that you know that you need to build in order to reach that goal. So creating that value first and building those relationships, but then also being willing to ask for what you need at the time that you need it. That's what true leverage looks like. And when you're doing it toward a common goal, that's where everyone knows that they're adding value and you feel good about asking for what you need in order to reach a goal.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point that you bring up, that there are a lot of professionals that do feel like, well, you know, I don't want to ask, I don't want to impose, I want to create these relationships, but then it feels weird that I'm, you know, am I taking advantage of this relationship? But I think, as you said, if everyone is actually providing real value, then it's nothing that you have to feel bad about.
That's exactly it. And not all relationships are created equal, if you will. Some relationships get more time and attention and investment than others. And it's making sure that we know what our values are, what our goals are, so that we're investing in the right relationships and giving them the time and attention that they deserve. So when the time does come that we need to make that ask for something, we know that we've done the work ahead of time in order to be able to do that.
Perfect. And so, Amy, I do want to make, I know we touched on this a little bit, but in terms of marketers, you know, is this something that marketers can use? I mean, do you have some takeaways for the marketers and the marketing executives in our audience, things that they can take back with them to their team, to their company, and sort of start putting into place?
Yes, absolutely. So if you're in a marketing leadership role or in an individual contributor role, the first thing that I would recommend is look at the relationships that you need to build internally and line those up against the goals of your team. What are the goals that your marketing organization is looking to accomplish this year? And what are the relationships that you need to build in order to help the organization further its goals? Do you need to go spend time with folks in sales? Do you need to spend time with folks in training? Where do you need to build those relationships? So start internally first and look where you can begin to build those relationships and add value. And then secondarily, I would take that outside of the organization, because it's so easy to kind of get in our own little silos and we get a little insulated into our organization. So get outside the organization, whether that's the ability to spend time with prospects and customers, or getting into an organization that helps feed your personal development, your skills. Because it's amazing the relationships that you can build in those kinds of situations that might help you solve a problem that you've been trying to solve forever, or maybe you didn't even know you had the problem and somebody helped you to do that. So those are a couple of the things that I would advise marketing leaders, marketing individual contributors to start begin cultivating those relationships.
Well, I love those takeaways. We are certainly in the business of creating relationships here at the with the B2B Growth Show and with Sweetfish Media. So, really, you are definitely speaking our language, Amy. And if any of our listeners are interested in maybe following up with you after today's episode, they want to learn more about social capital, they want to learn more about Impact Instruction Group, they want to find out more about your book, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
So the best way to go about doing it, I'll give you two places to find me. The first is impactinstruction.com. So that's everything you really need to know about the organization and also our blog. We write a lot of original articles and posts for additional value-added information for our readers and our community. And then secondly, come find me on LinkedIn, Amy Franco on LinkedIn and Amy Franco on Twitter.
Perfect. Amy, thank you again so much for your time today. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
To ensure that you never miss an episode of the B2B Growth Show, subscribe to the show in iTunes or your favorite podcast player. This guarantees that every episode will get delivered directly to your device.
If you'd like to connect with B2B executives from all over the world, make sure to join our private Facebook community. There are some incredible conversations happening inside this group. To join, visit b2bgrowthshow.com/FB.
Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.